Well, we hope you'll take a few minutes with us now and let's learn more about pay now or pay later, the message from the last few verses of Philemon. And that's an interesting question, and we often will use that as an example of, you, as you said, doing repairs on the car or now later. Will that apply to an example of our relationship with each other, that we do it now or later?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of the idea Gene, I was trying to get at here. It's a little challenging, these last few verses of Philemon. You know, we've talked about a lot of matters here. And what he tries to do at the very end of this letter is just wrap up many of the things he's talked about. So this concept of pay now or pay later, I think he doesn't say that specifically, but I think the concept is, in our relationships, we should hold each other accountable. So to me, that idea of preventive maintenance, what was kind of interesting, you know, used the Fram oil filter commercial from 40 plus years ago, you know, where the guy basically says, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. I think the same thing is true in our relationships. If we don't invest in our relationships now, which would be like preventive maintenance on a car, we're going to pay for that later. So the idea of investing in our relationships now, holding each other accountable, having times where we check in with one another, whether it's a marriage or a friendship or relationships at church, whatever, that we invest in that relationship on an ongoing basis is so important, rather than taking that relationship for granted. And then when we, if we do that, that's when we pay for it later because the relationship suffers.
Well, it occurs to me the way you describe that, that if you wait till later to take care of the problem, it may cost you a lot more.
That's right.
Than if you pay for it and take care of it right now.
That's right. And that's why I try to use that analogy of the Fram oil filter commercial, because this is a dated commercial, but he says, I don't understand why someone wouldn't pay me $4 now when later it's going to cost you $200. You know, we might say, I don't know why you wouldn't pay $50 now because it'll cost you $2,000 later, right? In our world today. But the idea is the same. Pay a little bit now, invest in it now, you know, do it as an ongoing kind of a part of your life and your relationship, rather than take it for granted, put it off. And if you do put it off, as you said, and it comes up later, it's going to be a much heftier price to pay. And often in our relationships, what that means is a damaged relationship that either is not able to be repaired or is extremely costly through a lot of therapy or counseling or time spent together to try to mend that which is broken.
Well, let me ask the question this way. Why do we sometimes want to not do it now and pay for it later? What's in the human nature that causes us to delay dealing with a situation now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I would say there's a multitude of things we could point to, you know, but one of the things that kind of stands out to me when you ask that question is, today so many people feel they're so stressed out, they're so busy, they're so tired, that a lot of times I think they just think, I'll just do it later. I'm too tired. I have too much going on. I'm too stressed. I'll just put it off, you know. So the idea I think about in a marriage in particular, let's say, I often think of the analogy that a marriage is kind of like a garden that we might have in our backyard. And you can think about the analogy, if a relationship is like a garden, if you know you need to go out and pull some weeds because some weeds had started to come up, but you say to yourself, you know, I'm just too tired. I'm going to put it off. Well, if you put it off and then you put it off and you put it off, eventually the weeds overtake those healthy plants that you are trying to grow. To me, that's kind of the analogy that, you know, it takes work little by little, preventive maintenance all along, to keep it healthy and strong. Because if we get too tired, if we don't invest, if we don't put into it, I think over a period of time, that which was intended to be very healthy can be overtaken by the things that we didn't spend time working on.
Well, just to put it in a simple terminology, what I hear you saying is if we don't do it now and we put it off, the cost to us is always most likely going to be much bigger than if we do it right now.
Absolutely. I think it is. And in terms of our relationships, that can be deadly. One of the persons that we talked about in this sermon that Paul names at the end of this letter, he mentions five individuals by name, and we don't need to go through all of those, but one name in particular that is so important is the name Demas, because he talks about Demas. And he knew that Philemon understood what he was talking about, because Demas, as we said in that sermon, Paul says in another letter, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, he says, Demas loved this world too much, so he has left me. In other words, he was not committed to the relationship. He didn't invest in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening is it was a broken relationship, because Demas was not willing to invest in that relationship over a period of time. And because he wasn't willing to do that, the relationship broke. And Paul says that it's a sad commentary on this aspect of his relationship with Demas, that Demas was not willing to be in that kind of relationship with him.
Well, just to emphasize it, based on the way you just expressed that, if we put something off, we sometimes face the dilemma of losing instead of just being able to maintain or prevent or repair. The
Absolutely.
Relationship could be lost instead of repaired if we put it off.
Absolutely. I think of it, if we go back to the car, I was talking about a garden, but if we go back to the car analogy, if you just refuse to change your oil, then you can drive and you can drive and you can drive, but there will come a point when the car won't function anymore. And the same is true in a relationship. I think the longer we put off investing in that relationship, we run the risk, as you just said, of not only just damaging the relationship, but the relationship dying completely.
Well, let's just take one more step. Preventive maintenance. How do you define preventive maintenance, and where does that fit into our life each day?
So, I think that's a good question. I would say at its core, it is spending time with the other person. I think that's at its core. Now, for some people, that can be just silently sitting in the same room on a porch, outside in a swing, whatever, just spending time. For some people, that's conversation. They share their relationship through conversation. For some people, it's doing something together. It's some kind of activity. We walk together every day. We jog together. We ride a bike. We go to the movies. We go out to eat. You know, it. But all of those, whether it's just sitting quietly, whether it's having deep conversations, or just conversations about the day, or doing something together, all of those, I think, are ways of investing in the other person. And that's where sometimes we get too busy, we get too tired, and we say, you know what, I don't want to take the time to go sit, to have a conversation, to go do something. I just need to do something else, right? That's where, when we choose not to invest in the relationship, we run the danger over a period of time that weakens and hurts the relationship.
Well, then is it all right to say that if you don't do preventive maintenance, you lose your accountability in the situation? Where
Absolutely.
Does accountability fit in?
Yeah, accountability, I think, is holding each other to the commitment that you have made. You're right. So I think in a relationship, the accountability part is making sure, first of all, that you are accountable to the other person, but that the other person is also accountable to you. So if you have made a commitment that you're going to be in a relationship together, again, let's take marriage, and you've made a commitment that you're going to do something that invests in your relationship, accountability is making sure that if you or the other person doesn't do that, that you bring it up and you talk about it. You know, we said we were going to spend this time together and we didn't. We said we were going to have this conversation and we didn't. I think that idea of accountability is what keeps preventive maintenance on schedule. So if I decide I'm going to take my car in once a quarter to get the oil changed, tires rotated, that kind of thing, right? My accountability is when that pops up on my calendar, I make a decision, yes, I'm going to do that.
Well, we just want to remember that we pay now or pay later based on everything you've discussed, and that can be a very productive way for us to remember. So the question is, do you have something where preventive maintenance can be helpful to you? We hope so. And if you do, God bless.